Welcome to the Google Workspace Developer News, where we share what's new to the Google Workspace platform. We have 7 topics to cover, so let's get started. The Gmail Postmaster Tools API v2 is now generally available. The API provides access to the full Postmaster Tools dataset, including compliant status data. It includes enhancements like flexible querying with query domain stats and support for batch operations. We have updated the guidance for using Google Meet conferences on Google Calendar events. Reusing Google Meet codes across different events can cause access issues and can expose meeting details to unintended users. We recommend that you generate a new conference using the Create Request field for each new calendar event. The Enforce Expansive Access Query parameter is now deprecated for all methods in the permissions resource for V2 and V3 of the Google Drive API. To restrict item access, use the folders with limited access setting instead. When sending a message with app authentication, Google Chat API now supports mentioning users who haven't joined the chat space or are members of a space that is in import mode. Previously, only sending a message with user authentication was supported. You can now dynamically populate drop-down menus in Google Chat apps from Google Workspace or external data sources. The drop-down menus include autocomplete functionality. You can now build Google Chat apps as Google Workspace add-ons that use Cloud Pub Sub to receive messages. This architecture is useful if your chat app is behind a firewall. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. The Google Classroom API Students Groups endpoints have graduated from the Developer Preview Program and are now generally available. Student Groups endpoints enable developers to manage student groups and group members on behalf of administrators and teachers. With this launch, developers can programmatically read and manage student groups in Google Classroom. Google Workspace Studio has been rolled out to all workspace domains that are on the rapid release track. I suggest you check out the video we made on how to get started with Workspace Studio. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in next month's video.